From Tidbits on September 2nd, 2013, this is eBook Customers Receive Price-Fixing Settlement Letters, written by Michael E. Cohen. Users of Apple's iBooks app who have purchased books from Apple's online iBook store and purchases of Kindle books from Amazon have begun to receive email notifications from the administrator of the State Attorneys General and Class Council eBook Settlements. This notice states that Holtspring Publishers LLC, known as Macmillan, and Penguin Group USA, Inc., have now joined the settlement in the price-fixing suit against five publishers and Apple. The publishers have all settled, whereas Apple continues to contest the suit. See Adam Enck's discussion of the case in Explaining the Apple eBook Price-Fixing Suit, posted on July 10, 2013. According to the letter, the fund for payments to customers who purchase qualifying eBooks is now at $162.25 million, with the addition of these two settlements. Anyone who purchased eBooks from Apple or Amazon between April 1, 2010 and May 21, 2012 is eligible to receive a payment from this fund upon court approval of the settlement. That is, almost anyone. Because of the complexity of the case and the complex mix of the various parties involved in it, only individuals who are residents of the United States, including five territories in the District of Columbia, are eligible for payments. Libraries, government agencies, and corporations, among others, are excluded, as well as those who only obtained free books or gifts from these vendors. Payments will not begin immediately following final approval of the settlement in December 2013, assuming it is approved. That's because the case is still subject to appeal, and the payments will not begin until all appeals are resolved, a process that could take months or even years. By default, those who receive payments from Apple will receive a credit in their iTunes accounts, although individuals may request payment by check instead. Amazon customers will receive automatic credits to their Amazon e-reader accounts unless they request payment by check. Those who wish to receive a check must submit this request by October 21st of this year. Information about how to request a check is included in the email message. The amount that one might receive as a result of the settlement has not yet been established, though estimates are that each purchased New York Times bestseller may result in a payment of $3.06. Payments for non-bestsellers are roughly estimated to be about 73 cents per book. Question 11 of the Frequently Asked Questions at the settlement website provides the details. Both email messages note that residents of Minnesota, while included among those who are eligible, are subject to different terms in the settlement. This is because the state of Minnesota did not participate in the earlier settlements between the state's attorneys general and three of the publishers, Hachette, HarperCollins, and Simon & Schuster. Instead, a class council represented Minnesota ebook purchasers and negotiated a separate settlement with these publishers. Minnesota residents have a special website they can consult that outlines the settlement specifics that apply to them. Although none of us at Tidbits has yet received an email from Barnes & Noble regarding purchases of Nook ebooks, we won't be surprised if such a message containing similar settlement terms is sent out in the near future. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Bare Bones, Crash Plan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.